I remember in my living room, our Quasar console TV, while that run was going, standing up, I was cheering for Derek, and then when he literally tore his hamstring from the bone in that race. And then when he got up, again 14, not prone to crying, but I started crying as he ran, and in case he didn't figure it out, that's his daddy. He came down out of the stands and helped his son finish that race. I remember the announcers just stopped talking as the race had finished and the cameras had zoomed in on Derek running. The announcer said, "He's won nothing but admiration." They interviewed Derek Redmond later that night, and he said that he just wanted to finish his race, even if it was slower than he had anticipated, even though he wasn't going to medal, it hadn't turned out obviously how he'd hoped, he still wanted to finish his race. And he said the medics and the other people, there were some commotions, and so he kept his eyes fixed on the finish line, on the end. He said he heard an even louder disturbance behind him, didn't want to turn around, and then heard the distinctive voice of his father say two words, "It's me." And I think that's how my life has been. There's been times in my life where I've been running, just been motoring around, things are going great, I'm going to win the medal, and then something bad happens. And sometimes I've been able to pick myself up and able to hobble along. Other times others have come alongside me and lifted me up and helped me out. And through it all, I have never doubted God's love and help for me. Even though there's been times I might have questioned as far as what's going on, I didn't doubt his love. And to me, God is the running father. I think that is why the author of Hebrews, in a very tense time in his generation, in their world, the persecution was everywhere. Christians were being martyred everywhere for their faith. He said, "Don't stop. Let us draw near to God. Let us hold unswervingly to that faith. Let us help one another. Let us keep meeting together. Let us encourage one another. Let us throw off entangling sin. Let us run with patience, fix our eyes upon Jesus." God is the running father. He is the solid rock. He is the good Samaritan. He is the comforter. He will forgive, and he expects us to have those same qualities as well. We're going to pray and then sing one last song. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, thank you for your love and for your grace. Thank you for the fact that you are always there to help support us. Thank you for the way in which you have empowered each one of your kids, each one of us, to be helpful to others and to encourage and lift them up. Lord, again, I pray for anyone here who may be having a difficult storm. Help our church, help their friends and family, other Christians, to come alongside as a life preserver to help them. And Lord, I pray that in those situations, your peace, your comfort would be evident in their lives. I pray, Lord, that you would help us whose lives are going well right now. Help us to be mindful that we would make the most of every opportunity, helping and encouraging one another. In Jesus' name.